191.0.
Blog Talk Radio.
191.0. Just like that. Wait a minute. A week ago I was 185.0. And now I'm 191.0. Now you motherfuckers see the difference between a real champion and fake champions on television? Yeah, I mean, 3 wins in a day? 6 wins in a week? Dude, these clowns on television, Chuck Liddell, Mayweather, Wilder, they don't fight 6 times in 3 years. If you give them a 3-year span, they wouldn't fight 6 times. They'd fight maybe once, twice per year. They'd probably get like 5 fights in 3 years. They wouldn't even do what I did in 1 week in 3 years. I'm on a different level. And that last fight, yes, Tony Smith, I looked very sharp. You know, I mean, it's just like my main style, being able to swarm and all that and knocking guys out right away, like against the Kung Fu champion, against Troy. That's what I'm going to do my next fight. It's going to be over with right away. But see, the fact that I have the skill to switch it up during fights, I mean, that left hook I hit him with in the beginning, man. When I asked him, how long do you want to go? He's like, 1 minute. I'm like, all right. Boom. He put up his glove. He was ready. He got hit. And then that's it. You all saw it. A boxing tutorial indeed. That's what the lady said. She's like, this can be my tutorial. Well, what better tutorial than watching the GOAT live, man? You know what I mean? Yeah, some like big black dude was supposed to record, some basketball player, and he's like, yo, man, I got to run, I got to go. And then I'm like, fuck. And then I just like start looking around, and I just see this lady like fucking standing there. I think she, I don't know if she worked there or not, but no, I don't think she, I don't know. I'm like, hi, ma'am, can you hold the camera? I'm boxed this heavyweight right here, heavyweight boxer. She was like, yeah, why not? She actually did a pretty good job recording. Like I said, it doesn't matter where the fight's at, who records it. What matters is my punches connect on my opposition. That speed, that power, bring on Deontay Wilder again. I'll beat him again, but this time there ain't going to be no knockdowns. Well, I mean, there will be. He's going to get knocked down and knocked the fuck out. I'm saying that I'm not going to be on the receiving end of any knockdowns. There ain't going to be no damn DQs. Just like I smashed him in the ring. This time, I'll finish him. Literally finish him. But Wilder don't want none. I'm just getting tired of hearing his name and all that. But what's the point of talking about a potential rematch? That's just never going to happen. He does not want to fight. I called him once, twice, on the stream. I called him off the stream. He's not answering, man. So whether he changed the number or not, I don't know. I have his team's number. He even said on an interview about me that he's calling my people. I don't call them at all anymore. No, but the thing is, those punks, they give out my number. That's why if I call them, I got to call Black because I'm telling you. When I talked to Wilder's boy, you also heard how I embarrassed him. I was like, you know, I didn't even let him talk. I'm like, every time he'd say something, I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. And next thing you know, I hang up and I get all these prank calls from these mentally sick trolls on the internet, man. But anyways, let's talk about the last fight. And hey, man, it's just one-sided, man. Beating. I crushed him. He was no match for me. Rick Robinson, you're mentally ill, man. That's it, man. You know. Go to your psychiatrist and continue your counseling, dude. You know what I mean? I called this idiot right after I won my 191st fight. And I was like, bitch, I just won 3 fights today. And you didn't, what did you do? You sit at home. Like, you don't have a life, man. You don't fight. You don't fucking fuck hot girls. He always like, oh, you have to go all the way to Ukraine to get, okay, well, you, where do you go? Listen, I met this bitch in the club in L.A. These L.A. girls, they're fucking cunts, man. No offense, but most of them are. Ukrainian women are hot as fuck, but where are your women? Where's your ex-wife? Where's your... I have a girlfriend, you know what I mean? Where's your girlfriend? Where's your... Wait, are you 191 or no, man? You can't even count to 191, motherfucker. Ah, man. Hey, that fan, that's why he said, I recorded it. Hey, the best thing is it's not to respond to these delusional trolls, because that's what they want. You know, this idiot would call, like, Raj's liquor store, and some guy picks up to, like, his, either his brother or some other. He has a bunch of Indians working there. Like, what the fuck is this sick kid doing? Why are you calling liquor stores, man? What the fuck is wrong with you? This is boxing. This is about boxing. Why are you calling fucking random coffee beans? Dude, you need help, man. What the fuck? Man, I'm so glad I beat Tony Smith, the heavyweight boxer, man. Okay, whatever. He was 4-2, you know, his record. Listen, nobody else wanted to fight. Fuck it, man. He had more wins than losses. He's a fighter. I destroyed him. That's why I demolished him. That's why I completely outclassed him and showed that he's not in my league. That I'm 191-0 and he's 4-2, and that's what happens when a 191-0 fighter fights a 4-2 fighter. But I beat a 180-0 fighter like he was 4-2, man. So get the fuck out of here with that. What's his record, shit, man? You fuck what his record is, man. He could beat fucking 1,000-0. He's losing to me. 191-0, Charlie Zona. But anyway, before that, I bombed on a 230-pound U.S. Marine, Black Op Marine, 10 years in the Marines. That's Special Forces right there, man. It's not. See, there's regular Marines, and there's Marines that go like Special Ops. He was Special Ops U.S. Marine. The guy recording, he thought that he was recording. He was picturing the fight. And I crushed him. Of course, like I crushed everybody. And before that, some Wing Chun fighter, 8 years Wing Chun. That's also world class. 8 years in martial arts? Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, that was... This fucking idiot started doing like a gesture and shit, and I punched him for real. I punched him bare knuckles. So that's 3 wins. And before that, I won 3 fights in a day. So, like, mathematically speaking, if the next 3 trips to the gym, I'm going to be 200-0 if this continues. If it's going to be 3 wins a day, then it's going to be 194, then 197, then 200. I mean, that's crazy, man. But not really, the next time I go fight, I plan to win just one great fight. The reason why I do it, like, once, twice, is because, okay, the first fight was a street fight. Second fight didn't get recorded. Then the third fight got recorded. That's why. But I think 192 is just going to be, I'm going to try to make it like the Kung Fu champion or like Troy. Just like bam, bam. Just give him that two-piece, throw some bombs, and that's it. Get it over with. You all seen how, when I pure box, like master boxer, that's it. So when I'm warning you, the next fight, if it's going to be a brutal knockout or a TKO, don't you dare say, like, where are your boxing skills, you know, instead of your brawling. You just seen my last fight. That's the best boxing. That's boxing 101 at its fucking finest. You'll never, ever see the, trust me. Muhammad Ali's a joke. 56-5, son. 5 losses. There's blueprint 5 different times how to beat Muhammad Ali, 191-0. The fan that recognized me, the real fan, I didn't hear any sarcasm from him. Like these delusional haters, hey, champ, when's your next fight? When are you beating Conor McGregor? Like a normal fan, see, he would know that I'd murder Conor McGregor. This joker was doing some shadow boxing video. He didn't even know what the fuck he was doing. He doesn't know how to fight. Stick to fucking ground rolling in MMA. You don't know how to box, son. And look, Charlie Zonoff wins 3 fights a day. Conor McGregor doesn't even fight. Look at this. He recognized that I have 100-plus wins. Every time these delusional boxer people, they'd always be like, oh, last time I checked, it's 0-1. Hey, last time he checked.
My record?
Yeah,
last time it was like 1-7. Last time I checked, I was 1-2. It was like 1-7.
You hear that? Hey, you hear that? Yeah, sure got fans, all right. Never seen a dude in my life. He's like Charlie Zonoff, the best ever, man, the GOAT. He said it genuinely. You heard the video. You saw the video. That's why I turned on the stream. I was laughing at the haters. After that, I bombed on a U.S. Marine that weighed 230 pounds. Huge motherfucker. Black op Marine. And then after that, you all seen it, man. Heavyweight boxer Tony Smith, man. Y'all wouldn't get in there with him. I mean, if that dude would win, of course he has power. He saw how big he was, but he couldn't touch me. I was so fucking fast. Literally just bam, bam, bam. Literally, a fucking bullet, man. Fucker can't touch me. I won 6 fights in 1 week. Anthony Joshua Klitschko, didn't I make a video, like, right after I beat Lee? Like, the dude, Lee would kill those clowns. I made a video and I said in April, I'm going to expose Joshua Klitschko, and I sure exposed him. 6 wins in 1 week. Even I didn't expect. Man, like, I exceeded my own expectations. I didn't even expect this shit. God damn. Like, I don't have to fight for the rest of the year. I could just be like, fuck it, 191-0, the greatest ever. 200-0 will be next year. I could just make that announcement. But no, I'm going to fight next month, man. May, maybe I'll take May off and come back in June. No, I doubt I'll take May off. I fight every single month. When I'm in Ukraine, because I'm waiting for my divorce to be finalized. That's why, you know. And I told my girl, I was like, yeah, you know. No, I'm like, I have no contact with my ex-wife. That's it. Obviously not. I'm like, baby, I only talk to you. You know, that's it. You know, I'm just waiting for the divorce to be finalized and shit. Just going to feel better. And, yeah, what can I say, man? Winning fights. Yeah, my girl's a model. I mean, there's no surprise. I mean, I'm 191-0. I mean, with boxing skill like that, it should be a surprise, like, if my girl was not a model. Well, I dated women that are not models, but they look like supermodels. You know, not every hot girl is a fucking model. She has, like, there's a lot of women that are just not interested in modeling. They're really hot, but they just, you know, they do other shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, in Ukraine. I seen her on Skype. She was banging. Sexy. Yeah, so now I'm just going to chill maybe for like a week or two and get 192 a little later. I don't know. We'll see. Whenever I feel like it. I just scored 6 wins in a week, man. These delusional fake fighters, they get a pass for taking a year off. And these sick clowns that hate on me, they don't say anything to them. When they literally don't fight for 1 or 2 years. I don't fight for a week and I already feel like, damn, I feel like, no, when I don't fight for like a week or two, I start missing boxing. I start, I'm like, damn, I need to go to the gym. I haven't fought in a little while. For me, it's a while. For these clowns, they take 2 years off. It's normal because they're not fighters. They don't miss boxing because they're not boxers. If you're truly a fighter, you're going to miss what you do. But they don't miss it because they don't do it. I mean, they take dives. Those are not real fights. Makes sense, right? Basketball play, like NBA. You see NBA games every day, almost every day. Yeah, the NBA is not rigged. It's on TV, but it's they play pretty often. Yeah, they have a long break after the, okay, well, the fuck. 82-game season, NBA playoffs, but the games are every day, constant. You see what I'm saying? I don't like NFL, but at least when the season's going, like, what, every Sunday, whatever, they pull. Yeah, exactly. What is this bullshit mainstream boxing? What is this once-a-year crap? I swear to God, if I see anybody that likes mainstream boxing, you're going to get punched in the face right on the spot. Everybody who defends that fake shit is going to get hurt by me. I'm saying this live on the air. And then trust me, whenever I fight these clowns, they get their ass beat. It's on video. Not just Wilder, not just Mayweather Sr. Mayweather Sr. completely got embarrassed by me. Anybody that supports that crap, I don't even care. Anybody. They're going to get smashed like that Wing Chun dude that just punched him right away. Yeah, I mean, Chuck Liddell, I seen this pussy walking, came right up to him, Literally, I could have. I was like right next to him. I knuckled up. I'm like, dude, all your UFC stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. And he picked up his hand. Like, all right. He didn't. Chuck Liddell didn't even argue that I'm the best. And you fucking internet pussies want to tell me something? What? And yeah, they're dissing on my last opponent would knock Chuck Liddell the fuck out with his glass chin. Are you serious? Liddell hasn't fought in years. Rusty as fuck, glass jaw, old. Tony Smith, he would kill Liddell. At least he had the balls to put on the gloves and fight. You know what I mean? On short notice, too. And this fucking clown Liddell, I came up to him and I'm like, what's up, bitch? I'm like, right now. This motherfucker walks away from me like a pussy, and these delusional haters want to give him the excuse like, oh, he's with his wife and kid. Get the fuck out of here, man. Go back 2 years. If I'm walking with Daria, right, and I'll see, like, bitch go. And you know what I mean? Like, if I did what Chuck Liddell did, oh, you clowns would not be giving me a pass, man. But since Chuck Liddell backed out and walked away, literally ran away from me. Well, didn't run, but walked away from me. On Beverly Hills, in front of everybody. That's a forfeit. At that time, forfeits counted before win number 50. But if I see Liddell again, I'm putting him to sleep, man. I said, I don't give a fuck who he's with, man. His fucking grandma, his uncle, I don't give a fuck who he's with. I'm putting him to sleep. I said, yeah, he ain't going to get outboxed, man. He's going to get put to sleep. Nap time. Knock Will, homeboy. Right or left hook to the jaw. I'm going to take him out like I took Hoodlum out, man. Motherfucking gurney picked him up. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to fuck with a motherfucker that's like, everything, all bullshit aside, a motherfucker that wins 3 fights a day, you don't want to fuck with that motherfucker, man. I go to the gym, I challenge everybody. I saw some big-ass, huge motherfucker. Dude, this guy makes Deontay Wilder look like Muggsy Bogues, man. You see, you know Muggsy Bogues, NBA player, 5'3"? Okay, fine. Same height as Wilder, but this dude was 6'7", 280, roided up, man. He wasn't fat. 280, Muay Thai fighter. 280 pounds of steroids. I challenged this motherfucker, and he shit himself. I said, me and you right now. How many fucking middleweights? Okay, super middleweight. I'm 165 right now. How many fucking middleweights / super middleweights do you see coming up to motherfuckers that are 280, 6'7", height? He was like 6'7", 6'8". I asked him, he said this is about 6'7". Muay Thai fighter. And the guy was like, nah, man. He's like, yeah, I got size and all, but he's like, yeah, you probably fast as fuck. You'd probably like, he's like, I'd gas out. You'd probably like outbox me or some shit or stop me. That's what he told me. Yeah, we ended up cool. Like, I shook his hand, you know, and then I beat Tony Smith instead, you know. But Tony Smith had fights under him. That dude, he just did Muay Thai for like many years. He never had any official underground fights. He just did Muay Thai. But I'm just thinking, I'm like, this dude's huge. I mean, I knock his ass out. It'll look good, you know what I mean? He didn't want to fight. It was plenty of motherfuckers that backed out. Yeah, 191 wins. Thousands of people backed out. Like, I'm talking from, like, 2014 to now. Like, literally, probably, like, over 1,000 people backed out. So, it's not easy to get fights, man. But no, it's actually starting to pick up, obviously, you know, from 185 and now to 191 and now then. But yeah, let's talk a little basketball here, NBA. Yeah, man, these playoffs are fucking second round. I'm sticking with, yeah, I think the Cavaliers are going to repeat. I don't care about all this Warriors hype. Warriors, they're always the favorites. They were the favorites in 2015. Fluke championship. I wouldn't even count that as a championship. How the fuck are you gonna beat? LeBron didn't have Kevin Love or Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who the fuck LeBron supports. I saw him in real life. He was cool with me. You know, I just like the way the Cavs play. I also like Houston Rockets in the West. I'm rooting for the Rockets. I would not be surprised if they beat the fucking bitch-ass Warriors. But anyways, no Kyrie, the best point guard in the league. Fuck John Wall. No Kyrie, and no Kevin Love, and the Cavs were still up 2-1, and they not only put up a fight, but they could have beaten the Warriors without their second or third best player. And the Warriors won? And then the year after, 73 wins, the Warriors get even better, and then Kyrie and Love play, down 3-1, come back in the most historic, greatest finals in the history of the NBA, better than anything Michael Jordan and the Bulls ever done. Not saying the Cavs are better than the Bulls, but that was the best finals ever. That was the most interesting, that was the best fucking basketball ever played. Down 3-1, I mean, come on, that's like, and they won 4-3. And now people, oh, they got Durant. Without Durant, they won like 14 in a row. I mean, it's kind of weird. They had a 30-point score, a top three player in the league, but they're not that much better with him. Maybe they're better, but not that much better. You know what I mean? Regardless, I'm picking Cleveland in 7 over the Warriors in the finals. Again. Maybe even in 6. But the Warriors have to get past fucking Houston. San Antonio, they're not. Nah. They're going to get destroyed by the Rockets. They had trouble with the fucking Grizzlies, bro. Houston beat Oklahoma, who's not a super team themselves, but I think Russell Westbrook and Thunder, no, they're definitely better than Memphis. Memphis ain't got no superstars, man. Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, they're good players. Ain't no damn superstars, man. Fine, Marc Gasol's an all-star. Ain't no damn superstar, man. The fuck out of here. There's a different superstar. And okay, Mike Conley's an all-star, but there's a difference. Superstar and all-star. All-star is like really good player. Superstar is like one of the best players in the world. That's different. I'm a boxing superstar. Like, you know, there's good fighters out there, you know, like the Kung Fu champion, good fighters. He's a superstar? I don't know. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. He got knocked out by me right away. We will never know how good he really is. I mean, he had a black belt, fourth degree black belt. I mean, judging by that, I killed that motherfucker. Yeah, I think my next fight's going to look like that. Listen, I'm wearing 12-ounce gloves fighting heavyweights. And they were, Tony Smith, Lee, they are heavyweights and with winning records, and they have 10-ounce gloves. And they outweigh me by like 50, 60 pounds, sometimes more. And I'm giving them every advantage, glove advantage. Floyd Mayweather Jr., he cries about gloves in his fake fights, in his delusional fake fights against guys his own size. He cries about gloves against, I repeat, against guys his own size. My last win, the guy was fucking 225 pounds. I let him wear smaller gloves, and I beat his ass. No complaining, no crying, no whining. No, oh, take a blood test, man. Floyd Mayweather, Junior, he's a fucking bitch. Son, if you're listening to this, hey, son, I beat your daddy. If I ever see you anywhere, I will fuck you up, Floyd. I went to Vegas, and I beat a much better fighter than Floyd Mayweather Jr. I don't care if Mayweather Jr. gets more exposure. I told you, these Hulk Hogan motherfuckers on WWE, a.k.a. mainstream boxing, they get a lot of exposure, but they're not good fighters. They get exposure by delusional clowns like Breezeback, like Rick Robinson, some bots, I mean Nick Schneider. You saw a real fan who recognized me at the gym. Last time I checked, it was like 170. Listen, I can play it again. Haters. Listen.
Anyway, okay, so it's a free fight. They ain't going video, but I got, like you said, I got a lot of fucking videos on YouTube.
What
do
you got now, man?
My record?
Yeah.
Last time I checked,
Last time I checked, it was like 170-something. You see? The guy recognized that I have 100-plus wins. And you sick motherfuckers always pointing out this crap box, like, even though it's been exposed hundreds of times, almost 200 times, you clowns continue to defend this nonsense, man. Fucking pussies fight once a year. I beat mainstream fighters. I beat box right guys. I done proved that it's not official. that these quote-unquote sanctioned bouts that you people consider sanctioned, these are not bouts. These are predetermined sparring sessions. You fucking idiots. How many more times can I prove the same thing? When something, okay, when you're proven wrong once, that's it. You can't defend that anymore. You've been proven wrong, but when you're proven wrong 191 times and you continue to defend it, then something's wrong with you, man. Something is medically wrong with you, like mentally wrong with you. If you keep defending the same garbage that keeps getting exposed by a real champion, if you keep defending that shit, something's wrong with you. My last fight, that boxing ability, I was so sharp, that jab, like every fucking, literally every punch I throw, you could like hear that, you know, like bam, bam, like that. You know what I'm talking about, man, that snapping sound. Fuck, man, I swear to God, Tyson, Ali, fine, Tyson's not a good boxer, he's just like a brawler. Ali, Mayweather Jr., let's see, these fucking actor pussies, Roy Jones Jr., Glasgow, I'd murder that guy. These motherfuckers never boxed on that level, man. And I was going easy on that motherfucker. Like, I wasn't going my hardest. I had him with a pretty hard left hook in the beginning, but if I wanted to knock him the fuck out, I would. I just, you know, he said, let's go a minute. I chose to outbox him. After I hit him, I was like, throw something, bro. I was clowning him. I literally clowned him. Punched him in the face and clowned him. And clowned you haters. And you son of a bitches would always go on the stream and talk so much shit to me. And like, these people, what now? What now? You fucking tards, man. 191 or no, you people can't even count to 191. I guarantee you right now, count to 191. You'll skip a number. You pussies can't even count to 191. And I got 191 wins, zero losses, motherfucker. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is not in my league, not in the same class. I'm beating heavyweights. I've never, ever seen him beat somebody heavier than him, let alone a heavyweight. If he's so fucking good, let him at least fight a light heavyweight. Somebody like Southpaw Sill. Southpaw Sill would murder Mayweather Jr. Anthony Thompson, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, let him fight these motherfuckers. All the motherfuckers that I beat, let him fight them. Hold on one second. Breezeback, you need help, dude. Tony Smith got outboxed. Son, you can't say anything. It's on video, man. Tony Smith lost. Yeah, like, I guarantee you, if I land 50 punches, if I land 50 punches on a motherfucker, and the opponent lands one, the haters would say that I lost, just because they're sick. You know what I mean? Fuck them. They're retarded. Hold on, I think my girl hit me up. Hold on one second. Yes, 191 or no, man, just like that. Suppressed the 190 win mark. Yeah, 190, I fucked up a U.S. Marine, man. Man, honestly, dude, I don't even want to fight Marines anymore, man. I beat so many of them that it's just like, I kind of take them as tune-up fights now. Like, before it would be like, yeah, just Marines, super fight. Not anymore, man. I beat so many of them, it's just like 16-0 versus U.S. Marines, man. It's like they have, like, no, I have nothing against them. I mean, yeah, come on. I mean, no, I could, listen, I salute anybody that helped. I salute anybody that salutes my country, you know what I mean, the United States of America. But these guys get, there's commercials about them, U.S. Marines, you know, heroes and all that. Okay, heroes, okay, I'm not arguing, but I beat all their asses. You know, they're heroes and all that. What does that make me? I'm the ultimate fucking hero. Marines are trained to kill. They're trained to, like, you know, combat, street fight and all that. They're trained to kill with weapons, you know. But when it comes to boxing, especially an undefeated fighter who's nearing 200 wins, they have no chance. They're tough, you know what I mean? Their toughness, you know, makes them you know, good opponents. But beating a boxer like Lee or even like Tony Smith is better than beating any Marine. And trust me, I beat the shit out of a Navy SEAL on video. Navy SEALs may be better, but then again, they're Special Forces Marines. And I beat a U.S. Marine who had a black belt. I crushed that guy. Like, a Marine with a black belt would beat any Navy SEAL. It just depends. Just a pure Navy SEAL versus a pure Marine, oh yeah, Navy SEAL would crush him. But then again, you got to look at it. Navy SEAL, who's just a Navy SEAL versus a Marine who has, like, hundreds of amateur fights in boxing, the Marine wins. Yeah, it just depends. Again, the SEALs and Marines, there's no debate. SEALs are the cream of the crop in the military, and Marines, you know, they're up there, but they're not as good as SEALs. But guess what? I beat one SEAL because there's, you know, they're hard to find. I did. There was one Navy SEAL at the gym. He had 25 amateur fights in boxing. He said he was 25-0. I'm like, let's do it, man. I'll make you 25-1. Let's go. And he's like, how many fights you had? I'm like, I had a lot, man. If I tell them how many fights I had, trust me, they would not. Nobody would fight. They back out regardless. But if I would say that, okay, before I won, I was 189 before I smashed the Marine and Tony Smith, the heavyweight boxer. No, I don't tell them that I have 100-plus wins. I just tell them I'm undefeated. You know, I had a lot of fights. I'm undefeated. And yeah, if I tell them in detail how many fights I have, are you kidding me? You know, who in their right mind is, I mean, unless they're suicidal, unless, who the fuck would want to fight a fighter that's 191-0? You know what I mean? Charlie's the greatest. And to all you delusional haters, man, my girlfriend looks better than Megan Fox and Kim Kardashian. Yeah, these people are retarded, man. They think commercial bitches, they think commercial fighters are the best. They think commercial bitches are the hottest. They're sick, man. Yeah, Kim and what's her name? Fucking Megan Fox. Yeah, they're both hot. I agree. I would definitely have a night with both of them. But my girl looks better than both of them. Go out on the street. It's something people never do. Go out and trust me. And well, I mean, in L.A., you know, there's so many fucking beautiful women walking down the street. They're not famous, and they just look better than Kim Kardashian and Megan Fox. Kim Kardashian's a regular bitch herself. She was, come on, we all know how she got famous. It's pretty embarrassing. My girl would never do that. I mean, she'll do it off video. She, you know what I mean? But she wouldn't put it out, though. Kim put it out. So, I mean, like, well, whatever, man. So, listen, man, I'm a world-class boxer. You all seen me fight a few days ago and win. And I'm not going to be hating on some woman, man, or some girl that fucking her whole life is reality TV and taking selfies, man. You know, she had her chance with the champ, you know what I'm saying? She likes black guys, whatever, man, you know. This is a boxing pound-for-pound radio. I have a beautiful Ukrainian girlfriend, and my experience 3 times to Ukraine, but going back this time, will be a lot better because this girl doesn't get drugged up and she doesn't drink as much. I mean, she drinks once in a while, but there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol, man. If you know, if you, Daria would get wasted. Do you understand? She'd get wasted, and she'd act crazy. She would do it often, you know what I mean? Like, alcoholic plus drug addict? I go, fuck, how hot that bitch is, man. I had a dumper ass, man. No, I took it for 2 years, man, because... You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to start over. I was like, fuck, you know, I already got a certified wife, you know, I don't want to, you know, but hey, come on. Sometimes you got no choice but to start over, you know. If I didn't start over, something bad would have happened, you know. This bitch could have committed suicide or done some crazy, or fuck, you know, who knows what she could have done, man. And when, you know, then shit, your freedom becomes at stake, or even your wife becomes at stake, you know. If you get a crazy-ass bitch, you fall asleep, she can kill you in your sleep. She hits you with a hammer. You don't listen, man. You don't want a bitch like Daria. And I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, she has some Fat Obese Boyfriend, some nobody. Hey, is he 191 or no? Does he outbox heavyweights? No. Does he have a video of him knocking out Deontay Wilder? Does he have a video of him outboxing Derek the Giant? No. And if Daria's a liar, she's a pathological liar. If she said that she would always tell me, "Oh, baby, I quit drugs." I wanted to get her on a lie detector test one time because she lies so much, and she refused. She's like, "Oh, what? You think only criminals go on that shit?" I'm like, "Well, listen, it's pretty criminal to lie to your husband. You know what I mean? Well, it may not be criminal, but you know, it's not nice." Yeah, she's fucking crazy. You know, listen, man, nobody can argue she's super hot, but trust me. I exposed you haters 2 days ago. I beat the shit out of a heavyweight boxer. I said 189. I said that what I meant was my next recorded fight. You people are not going to have anything to say. When I'm with my girl in person, I'm going to put her on my lap, turn on the stream. You know what I'm saying? And you people already know the results. Yeah, you're going to go ahead and talk shit. Oh, how much did you pay her, blah, blah, blah. See, hey, check this out. To everybody listening, look how delusional these haters are. Look how they contradict themselves. First, whenever I beat a heavyweight boxer my last fight, they go like, oh, but well, did you get paid? How much money do you have? You don't have any money. And then when I show a hot-ass girl, like when I'm with a hot girl, super hot ex-wife, whatever, hot girl, how much did you pay her? But wait, but didn't you say I didn't have money? Fucking delusional, contradicting pussies, man. Wow. First they say I don't have money. But then when I show them a beautiful woman that I'm with, then they're like, oh, but how much did you pay? I was like, hey, which one is it, retards? You know, you people don't even know. Man, these people are sick in the head. And they pay her nothing. She saw my charismatic personality. I'm good looking. 191 or no, that's also fucking... That also helps a lot. That's how I got her. You know, and I compliment women a lot. I tell them, you know, well, listen, man, my ex-fiance, my ex-wife, you know, a lot of girlfriends, hot, really hot girlfriends I had, man, I'm really good with the ladies, man, just as good as I am in boxing. And I'm 191 and 0 in boxing, so, yeah. And we saw the real fan recognize the GOAT. And the motherfucker even said, last time I checked, it was like 170-something. Man, hey, man, what the fuck? That's real shit, man. There's real people out there, man. And real fans, like real UBF fans, they know that the mainstream is a joke. They don't watch HBO. So let's see. Charlie Zonoff wins 6 fights in a week. 2 of them recorded. U.S. Marine Black Belt beat the shit out of him. The guy was throwing sloppy punches, getting out boxed, getting his ass beat. And then a heavyweight boxer, Tony Smith, gets his ass beat. Man, I'm the best. 200-0. Dude, I'm 9 wins away from 200-0. I can, based on 6 wins a week, I don't plan to fight that often. That's too much, man, but I can get 200-0 in like a few weeks if I wanted. I just want to get 192 in May. Make it like phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like one great win sometimes is better than fighting 6 times and 6 good wins. You know what I mean? It's just like against the Kung Fu champion. I had one fight in February, but that one fight was the best fight of my career. I'll top it one day. I plan to fight. Look, now the goal is to get to 300-0. 200 is right around the corner. Come on. 300-0, that's it, you know. But still, you know, you know, they say one fight at a time. Well, for Charlie Zonoff, it's sometimes 3 fights at a time. Yeah, Mayweather Jr., he's, you know, a narcissistic, fake boxer. When was the last time he fought, quote-unquote fought? And who did he beat? Andre who? Dude, I got in the ring with Deontay Wilder, and I punched Deontay Wilder, and he flew across the ring. I would kill Andre Berto. I would kill Mayweather Jr. They're too small. I would murder Conor McGregor, man. Who the fuck? Did y'all see my last fight? That movement? The ring generalship? The speed, the power? You know what I'm saying? Even though there's no ring, but you could tell, okay, I'll do the same shit in the ring. The speed, the power? Even when I pure box, I still, like, I'm a high-volume puncher, but even when I box, I'm still a high-volume puncher, meaning I throw a lot of jabs. I'm always throwing something. You know what I'm saying? It is impossible to beat me in a boxing match. If 191 times I did it, 191 wins, zero losses, man, in a boxing match, it is impossible to beat me. That's why people have resorted to extra people from behind, sneak chokes, cheap shots, and sucker punches is not beating somebody in a fair fight. I have never lost, and I never will lose. Never. My next victory, it is going to be a brutal KO or TKO against a heavyweight, another heavyweight boxer. Mark my words. You all already know I'm going to win. The question, it's not even a question anymore if I'm going to win. Of course I'm going to. Fuck, man, I'm 191-0, man. You gotta be seriously delusional to think that anybody can beat Charlie Zelenoff at this point, 191-0. The question is, how am I going to win? KO, TKO, or points? That's the question. It's not if I'm. It's of course I'm going to win. How am I going to win? By knockout or by points? And that's it. I'm literally unbeatable. I know a lot of fighters say that about themselves, but I'm literally unbeatable. In boxing, I'm unbeatable. In a stand-up fight. See, in MMA, I'd win too, but in MMA, flukes are more likely to happen because they can take it to the ground. But in a boxing match, I am unbeatable, and I've proven that 191 times. That's it. And this Joshua Bitchko shit, listen, these clowns are not in my fucking league. I've seen Joshua, he's a fuck, does he have, 20 fights? Dude, I have 191. He's not on my level. Wilder, wait, Derek the Giant and Jill Zavala? They would kill Anthony Joshua. There's a video of me beating Derek the Giant and Jill Zavala. Klitschko is a complete joke. That's what I'm saying. Joshua, padding his record, picking on weak motherfuckers. Bitchko, are you serious? This guy has not fought in 2 years. He's old as fuck. He's slow as fuck. Klitschko, 6 wins in a week? This motherfucker wouldn't fight 6 times in 10 years. This guy's like a turtle. He's so fucking slow, I'd literally snap his jaw. Oh my God, man. I would murder that dude, man. I'd murder Klitschko. I've been trying to fight Klitschko for years, and he never wanted to do it, so I beat better opponents. I beat Deontay and Derek the Giant. Deontay's not that good, but he would knock Klitschko the fuck out. He sparred Klitschko. He beat his ass in sparring, I heard. Fuck Wilder, but he's better than Klitschko. At least he got in the ring with Zelenoff, and then he got smashed, but Derek the Giant would beat both of them. Derek the Giant lost to me. Anthony Thompson would beat all of them, except me. Anthony Thompson's better than Wilder and Klitschko, and Joshua. Listen, these delusional haters talk shit about Anthony Thompson, but Thompson's a lot more skilled than Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua's a bum. He's a bum. I've seen this motherfucker get wiped out in an amateur bout. If he got knocked the fuck out with headgear on, trust me, Charlie Zelenoff hits a lot harder than any fucking amateur and quote-unquote fake pro in the box rec fake pros. I exposed Joshua Klitschko. I won 6 fights in a week. My last fight was a masterclass. Nobody has that kind of skill. It's on video. The finesse, the power, the speed, the agility, full package. Charlie Zelenoff, number 1, box rec. You fail.